Behold, an army shall come. A fire burneth before them, and behind them is a flame that burneth. The land before them is as the garden of Eden, and behind them a great wilderness. Yea, nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so they shall run. Join firmly Lazarus, he takes you on a journey into God's own word. It's building time, building time.
Home and say, I brought pizza, I brought this for you. And then we'll go back in and just start playing game. I'll start doing something. He said, well, I need your attention. And sometimes the Holy Ghost is like a bride. People are wooing him. I say, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. And he knows that the moment he says, here I am, they start taking him for granted. The moment he gives them small power, they will not see them again. The moment they raise their first dead, they will no longer fast again. When somebody who has short leg comes and stretch forth his hand, legs, and the legs grow back, then their fasting has diminished. And the Holy Ghost is saying, the reason why I'm not giving you this thing is because I'm enjoying fellowship with you. And that's the real blessing. Because we have rated power by those who are doing something. And we have ignored men who have become. May God empower you to lift yourself.
Amen.
May he empower you to subject yourself.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Said, I, Paul, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, I'm begging you. It takes a man to say something to beg people. I'm not shouting. I'm begging you. I have seen things that you will walk worthy of your vocation. Walk worthy. I'm pleading. Is there somebody tonight, this afternoon, that will say, Lord, I've only been doing this vocation. I've not been working. I've not been working. Alright, because in consistency lies the power. You do something, then you do it again and again and again and again. That's where the power is. It's not something you do once in a while and then you run off. You hear what I'm saying? Please sit down. The last time I've celebrated Christmas with my family is 2009. No, that's 2008 Christmas. 2009, I've celebrated Christmas during retreat. So, this is the 10th year. Abi? 2008, yeah. Last 10 years that I celebrated Christmas with them. You hear what I'm saying? Because this thing is not in food and drinks. We have to go and look for something. Being busy. Sometimes, is it not painful? Is it not more painful that you have done something out of pain, but despite that, it's still not the right thing? You know what I'm saying? You have labored, but despite that, it's still vain labor. You have works, but it's still called dead works. Will it not be important we wait and get the principles? God has been saying to many people, I have gathered you, I have gathered you, I have gathered you. You know, come on, Facebook, WhatsApp page that we open, though. Some people will not even be patient. Not be patient. Because people ask myself, how do people even make these decisions? So many people are so in charge. When I see people who are in charge of themselves, I worry. So you mean you can just decide to do this and do that? You are powerful. I've not gotten to your level. You are my boss. I don't want to get you. When I grow up, I don't want to be like you. They make decision anyhow. Any decision, they are in charge. Hey, what's there? This guy, I don't see any big person. I say, that's my girl, that's my wife. Turn off the way. Say, Uda. And like Samson, say, marry her for me. Ah, yeah. And this is a call from God on all of us. First and foremost, are you in charge? None of us are in charge. Are you in charge? Are you the one to say, this is my life, this is my ministry, this is my this is my that? God met Abraham when he was 75. He didn't come into alignment until 99. Even at 99, God was saying, Abraham, walk before me and be perfect. You know, one of the dangers of living in sin is that when things are not going fine, you don't know who is in charge. Whether it is the consequence of the sin or that God is saying, wait. And that's why, the way the devil can get a fellow to be living in sin, any predicament will go. Because even the fellow can't judge who is in charge. I mean, when that guy woke up in Matthew 13, from verse 20, and said, did I not plant good seed here? Who has come to plant tears amongst the wheat? He could detect that only an enemy has done so. Because what he is sowing is good. Are you getting it? The teaching I'm going to, after we're going to pray now, we're going to pray. You know what I'm saying? And this one is introduction. The teaching we are going into, that one, all of us will sit down, then God will have to fall upon us, the pioneer anointing. Because somebody has messed up, forgot to need another pioneer. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And that's what God is calling us to do. Out away, totally away from the mistakes of the past, of others. He wants to start a new lineage with you. And that's the request of God. He doesn't want you to be an echo, be your own voice. Can I start something new with you? Because there are those who think they are there, they are no more there. You know, in the place of listening to God's word, there are those who listen with shield, and they shield themselves. And they say, this one, I'm hearing it for so-and-so person. Say, this one, this must be so-and-so person. That's the person that I'm talking about. The light of God's word is coming, or you'd rather deflect it to somebody else. Who is a broken man? A man who is open for the invasion of God. All the defenses would have mustered, they are gone. Say, God, do anything to me, expose me. If that's what will help me, I've been struggling of expose me. Let me be embarrassed and be helped. That's it. That's the prayer of a broken man. When Samuel was telling Saul that, Saul, don't you know rebellion is as witchcraft? Don't you know you have sinned against the Lord? And then Paul said to Samuel, say, sanctify me before the people. Let them think all is well. But when he came to meet David and said, there is a man who has plenty sheep, and he has a neighbor who has just one. He has plenty, he has a guest. He went to kill his neighbor's one sheep. And then David said, let that man be torn tenfold, let him be this. And then Nathan said, you are the man. David didn't even remember the people. He tore his clothes. He said, I have sinned against the Lord. A broken man sees the Lord alone in correction. A proud man sees the people and says, what can I do, the people? What's my business with the people? They will always gather where the fire is burning. If I will have to dispatch them to get more fire, it is wisdom. My number one concern is not the church, but the owner of the church. Amen. Amen. And one by one, from our altar, different sticks were being removed. The stick of fasting. Out. The fire is still burning most well. Abi? The stick of prayer. Out. The fire is still burning most well. The stick of consecration. The conviction you used to have, this conviction. You used to have it. Now it's out. And then we are now beginning to mock again what you used to talk against. You know, talk what you used to eulogize. You are now mocking it. Before you know it, different things are removed. But the idea is that one is removed at a time. And when it is removed, others make you feel like it is still there. And then sometimes just little exposure and we are gone. If there's any prayer I want to pray quickly, is that, Lord, You have scanned me. I have highlighted one or two things. Now help me. Help. Help me. Help me. Help me. Kabasata barako sata balalabas. Mekepoko soka balalabas. Inana sopotia taka sataba. Yata kapakoti kataba. Leto ko sibrapa kapatike. Mentopati kapakamatike de komoti. Likoto kapanoko sibraka patich. Lenkon vinkish to brokoboko. Inanti, inanti, inanti. Kosti brokobos yata. Mande gonon zoti birobo sibraka.
Help me, Jesus.
My priority is not surrounding my priority is waiting. My courage is better than speed. I choose to wait. I choose to wait. If I'm allowed to go like this, I'll miss it totally. I choose to wait. I choose to wait. I choose to wait. Everything that needs to be rooted, they are rooted out. I need help. I am not hiding it. I am not pretending. I know how to look like it. I need help. And help is what I need. I need help. I need help. I need help. Help is what I need. I need help. I need help. I need help in the name of Jesus. I need help. I'm not to. Now you are seeing the Lord passing a vote of no confidence on them. Be ready to root them out. I get what I'm saying here? And let me say this to you. One of the most important instructions in the Bible was the instruction at the marriage of Canaan of Galilee. When Mary told them that whatsoever he asks you to do, do it. Huh? I get what I'm saying here? And I'm giving you that same instruction. That as you will sit down, the moment you see the Lord passing a vote of no confidence on something, start putting question mark. Anything he asks you to do, that's the only thing that you will do. I get what I'm saying here. And may the Lord bless everyone in the name of Jesus. So we'll take the next 15 minutes to reflect. Huh? You want to sit down and just plug in your earpiece, your headset. Just not to be bothered. You've had people around you for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Who are always, you know, being blessed by you. To God be the glory. But now is a time for you to be blessed. True. True or not true? Yes. Every river will keep flowing if there's water flowing into it. Huh? Yeah. Rivers of living water has been flowing out of your belly. Now it's time for you to receive. True? Yes. And let the Lord speak those things he would have spoken if only you were available. And now he has been able to get your attention. True? And now is the time to listen. True or not true? Yes. And while he's speaking, don't be afraid. You see, anything God breaks away from you, that's the only time you can experience healing. Those things are injuries, but they are not, they are painless injuries with internal bleeding. So as the Lord will be rooting out things, allow him. So by 2 o'clock on the dot, you know what I'm saying? They will come for the first session of the word. This one is introduction. I hope it's not a too long introduction. Hallelujah. Yeah, will come for the first session. Then it's part 1, 2, and 3. You know, so God help us. By tomorrow we'll be discussing about mistakes not to collect from the previous generations. And then 7 things God must do with every man who wants to go on a long walk with him. We're examining the lives of people that God has walked with. And then if we're going to get the same result, the process cannot be different. True or not true? Yes. May God bless you.